Our Brazilian unit is making progress. Well done, at Lulsec Brazil Brothers. That's a tweet from the hacker group Lulsec after claiming credit for a new attack on websites of the Brazilian government, including the president's office. They call themselves the world's leader in high-quality entertainment at your expense. They also boast of recent attacks on PBS, Sony Pictures, and the CIA. Why are there so many attacks recently? It's simple, because hackers can do it. Can they be stopped? Again, it's simple, no. The Boston Globe's Hiawatha Bray has been writing about the recent spate of attacks, including how individuals can protect themselves, so get a pencil ready. But Hiawatha, you spoke with someone who used to work on the U.S. government's computer readiness team. She says it is too hard, too expensive. You can't stop these attacks?
The problem is that our networks are too pervasive. There are too many people connected to them, and the computers that are connected to them are too easily compromised. And there's just no clear-cut way you're going to fix this. There's no silver bullet at all.
Well, that brings us to some of these recent hackers. I mean, on NPR's On the Media, hacker Eric Corley said the motivation behind the hacks from Lulsec was impatience with the progress that organizations are making in protecting computer systems. In other words, they're saying, we're just doing this to show you we can.
Also, they're saying they're doing it partly because they get a kick out of it. They are a throwback to the early days of the Internet, where people used to just break into websites for the fun of it, as opposed to another group like Anonymous that generally seems to have a larger agenda, trying to do what they seem to think of as fighting back against corporate greed or oppression. But Lulsec seems less ideological and more like, hey, what the heck, let's just do this because it's fun. And, oh, by the way, this maybe will teach them a lesson.
Well, the members of Anonymous, several of them were also arrested in Spain, you tell us, for participating in the Sony attack. But then there's another group, it would seem, and this is, you know, people with clear criminal intent, criminal gangs. We had Albert Gonzalez, who stole about 90 million credit card and debit card numbers from the TJX company here in Massachusetts. But you write that these criminals have also sort of changed the playing field because they've so flooded the market with simple things like credit cards. How has that changed the playing field?
Well, no, I mean, credit cards just aren't necessarily as valuable as something to steal as they used to be, simply because there are so many credit card numbers out there. It might be more valuable now to steal, for example, Social Security numbers, because if you get somebody's Social Security number, you can use that as a way to create an entirely new persona for yourself, including new credit. You can actually get banks to lend you money under somebody else's identity.
You also spoke with Congressman Jim Langevin of Rhode Island. He said the problems of today are going to look pale, as it looked like amateur hour compared to what's coming in the next decade. Why? What's coming?
Well, I mean, there are so many areas in which this is going to be a problem because our personal information is just being put in so many places, so many companies that have it stored in their computer files, and all of these places are potential targets. In addition, we're building digital intelligence into just about everything with electricity in it. You hear people talking about the smart grid, where you have an electrical system that is intelligent and can therefore use power more efficiently. Already, millions of the electric meters for people's homes have little chips in them that allow the meter to be read remotely. But the same technology could conceivably be used to simply shut off the electricity of everybody out there once the network had been broken into. Cars, another perfect example. We're heading toward a world in which all our cars are going to be on the network. If you want to do efficient energy consumption, efficient traffic control, it would be great if every car in the world was on the internet so that we'd know what they were all doing. What happens if somebody cracks the system and just turns off every Hyundai in the world?
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying it will happen, but the minute you start building the system so that everything's networked, it can happen. And all you need is somebody to fail to build enough security protocols into the system, and it will happen.
So governments, companies have to not fail at building those security systems. But what can everyday people do?
One of them is just, don't go putting your personal information out all over the place. Hey, did you see there's this new company now that is archiving the stuff that people put up about themselves on Facebook? And they're going to offer to sell that to businesses so that a company that wants to know about your past will be able to go back and look at the stuff you've publicly posted on Facebook.
So,
it's incredible.
So don't put it up and check your privacy settings if you are going to put it up.
They actually have very good privacy settings. The problem with Facebook is they force you to go in and do it all manually.
Right.
They don't preemptively give you a high level of privacy. privacy. They sort of give you a low level of privacy and say, oh, but if you want to fix that, you can go ahead.
Right.
But Google is very good because if you use their more advanced services like Google Docs, you have to have an account. But they give you this thing called Dashboard. You can go in and see everything Google knows about you, and they will let you delete it.
All right. You also say never use the same password twice. We try to do that, but
that's
it's
right.
So I can't remember my passwords.
Oh,
and
of course not.
You talk about this new software that will store them. What's that?
Well, it's not really new. It's been around for years. There are products with names like RoboForm. There's another one called LastPass. But LastPass thinks they were compromised.
Oh, boy.
It's not certain whether anything was stolen or not. But even a company like that can be targeted.
All right. But still, you say that it's a good idea to try to put your passwords with one of these companies. At least they're on top of it and they see
at
when they're
least,
getting.
It seems to me the risk of that one site being successfully compromised, I think, is lower than the risk of your individual passwords being compromised, especially if you use the same password for every site, which is what a lot of us do. And that's really dangerous.
I know.
Then, of course, I also mentioned the thing about keeping an eye on your bank account, your credit statement. Statements. Check all of those things online. You should probably do it once a week to make sure nobody's.
You think it's that treacherous a situation that we should check at least once a week to make sure we haven't been compromised? That's amazing.
Well, yeah, but it's gotten to that point, and there's really no surefire way to avoid this.
Well, you also say order a free credit report. We know about this. You can get them once a year from one of
the. Oh, by the way, there are three places you can get them, as you know. You get a free one once a year, right? So you know what the obvious trick is. Contact each one of them every 4 months.
Oh, okay.
So you get one from one of, that's their TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And then you can just go there through the internet, and you can do it for each one separately every 4 months. And that way, three times a year, you'll automatically get an update on your credit statement.
Okay. And also, you say you put your credit on ice with the country's three major credit bureaus. What do you mean there?
Well, the same organizations that I just mentioned. They will put a freeze. What that means is that nobody can contact them and check up on your credit without your permission. That means if anybody tries to get new credit under your name, they have to notify you.
So if somebody's stolen your information, your name, your Social Security, and now they're going to try to take a loan, you've got a freeze on that, $5, and they can't do it.
It's not an absolute can't, because a lender does not have to rely on the information from these credit agencies. Some of them might actually give out a loan in your name anyway, but it's very unlikely. Most companies won't do it.
Hiawatha Bray, reporting for the Boston Globe on hackers and how you can protect yourself from them. Hiawatha, thank you. It's fascinating and frightening. Thank you.
Yeah, kind of creepy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thanks a lot.